A bill to address the opioid addiction crisis in Massachusetts is on Governor Charlie Baker's desk. Passed in the final hours of the legislative session, it includes a provision that would allow some jail inmates to be given drugs to ease their cravings for heroin. One of the last provisions legislators agreed upon before taking a final vote on the bill creates a 3-year pilot program at 5 county jails where inmates who had a prescription before being arrested will continue to be provided with their medications, including methadone and buprenorphine, that treat opioid addiction. It's a controversial approach to give drugs to a person who's addicted to drugs, but State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, a Springfield Democrat, believes the pilot program in county jails is an important step in the state's overall strategy to reduce the opioid death rate.
Trying to look at this, again, as a mental health issue opposed to a criminal issue. And I think that's what the legislation overall was able to do.
The Franklin County Jail began a program in 2016 to give daily doses of buprenorphine, which is commonly known by the brand name Suboxone, to heroin-addicted inmates. Sheriff Christopher Donnellan said it's been very effective.
And when they leave here still on their medication, stable, and we make sure that they have a doctor's appointment and a counseling appointment. And that's much improved to forcing someone to detox and then sending them out of here like a drug-seeking missile.
He believes the medication-assisted treatment program at the jail was partly responsible for a 60% drop in opioid-related deaths in Franklin County in 2017. The pilot program, which is to start in September 2019, will include Franklin, Hamden, and Hampshire counties in western Massachusetts, along with Middlesex and Norfolk counties. Corrections officials have historically opposed providing methadone and Suboxone because these are opioids that are often smuggled into jails.
So trying to wrap your arms around this change from viewing this as contraband versus viewing it as an appropriate treatment for some people whose addiction is so severe that they can't stay away from heroin or opioids without the assistance of medically assisted treatment is a stretch for some folks, but we're getting there.
Another concern is the cost. Donnellan said expenses for the medication-assisted treatment program in Franklin County came out to roughly $12,400 per inmate per year. The opioid bill also includes a requirement that hospital emergency rooms begin medication-assisted treatment for people treated for overdoses. Experts in substance use, behavioral health, and chronic pain will be added to the Board of Registration in Nursing. By 2020, all prescriptions for controlled substances will have to be done electronically. Additionally, there would be a program where physicians consult with experts on pain management. Insurance companies would be required to cover many non-opioid treatments for pain, such as acupuncture and physical therapy. Deborah McLaughlin, director of the Opioid Task Force of Franklin County and North Quabbin region, said the bill has a lot of progressive features.
I think the bottom line for all of this is that we just have to remain vigilant on all fronts, on the prevention front, on the intervention front, and the treatment recovery, just to do everything we can to save lives.
Advocates for so-called safe injection sites lost a bid for a pilot program in Massachusetts. Instead, the bill creates a commission to look at the idea of sites where medical professionals would supervise illegal drug use to prevent overdoses. As the legislature was considering the opioid bill, the Massachusetts U.S. Attorney, Andrew Lelling, issued a statement that safe injection facilities would violate federal law, and people using one or working at one could face criminal charges. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.